Then comes transfer. Here the movement of an employee is in the same level. His status is not improved, his pay is not improved. So the same level of organizational hierarchy may be there. The reasons may be change in technology. So new technology he has to adopt. Not necessarily he'll be promoted at that time. Change in volume of production. If in department A the required volume of production has increased due to high order, while in department B it is not to that extent because of some substitute coming in the market which has taken over this product, or because of some of the other reason, say governmental policy or etc., there is less likelihood of that product to be sold, or the increase in that order level may lead to the requirement of the employees from department B to be shifted to department A, and they have to learn the new technology of department A if required, but which is more or less similar kind. So a transfer may occur this way. Then if the quality of the products are to be improved and certain people have been trained for that, then they may be shifted there, but not necessarily a promotion will occur. The job patterns may change because of the external environmental scenario. Then also people may be transferred from one place to other. Similarly, some people may want the transfer to be given to their native place because they want to take care of their parents. So naturally his salary is not going to increase, his status is not going to increase, but for benefit of him, we are transferring him to his native place. To utilize employee skill, suppose you want to transfer a person because he is competent in certain field and that competency is not utilized in this department, but it can be utilized in some other department, then he may be transferred there. If a person has acquired certain specific knowledge about some other department through the course done outside, probably he may be initially transferred there and later he may be thought of to promote. To improve the employee's background so that he may be getting the job transfer, whereby in his CV he can show that he is multi-skilled for various things, and then if he is promoted to the next level, probably if he is supposed to take care of all those departments, for that also transfers are given to him. To correct the interpersonal conflict, at times one may be transferred. Suppose the superior and subordinate are not getting along well due to some interpersonal conflict, then maybe the subordinate may be transferred to some other department so that the department will run smoothly and even the employee will be happy working under some other supervisor. So the categories of transfers can be either employee initiative, that means the employee himself tells that I want to get a transfer, either to take care of the parents in the native place or because the spouse has been transferred to some other place or got the job in some other place and he would like to accompany the spouse, or she would like to accompany the spouse, that's why he or she wants the transfer. Then, due to interpersonal relationship problem, due to chronic sickness, etc., also some people want to get a transfer to some other department where they'll be more comfortable working. So, or some other location. So these can be employee initiated transfers, while some of the transfers can be company initiated in the form of, say, suppose department A has got more orders and somehow department B are not getting adequate orders, so you need more number of manpower in department A because of this, then you may transfer some of the people from employees from department B to A. Or suppose there is a strike for the raw materials which are required for department A, in that case for 2 or 3 months, you may not be able to produce that because raw material is not available. In that case, you can transfer the department A people to some other departments where their services can be utilized. And these are the ways in which company initiative transfers can be there. Or for future promotion of a person also, company may transfer the person from one department to two to three departments within a period of 6 months to a year. Thereby, next year he can be promoted so that he can take care of all those three to four departments and he get the nuances and know-how of those departments. While some may be public initiated because of the loss of the land, environmental problems, or some people don't want to continue that kind of industry in that particular location, then also the person may be transferred from one place to other. For example, when Tata had wanted to develop the Nano in Bengal and Mamata Banerjee has not allowed Tata to do that, they have to transfer it to Gujarat or Maharashtra like that. Some companies may have to be transferred where public initiated categories can be told as the reason for transfer. Then comes knowledge management, where coordination and exploitation of organizational knowledge resources is required so that overall all the employees in the organization benefit from the experience of the others and they coordinate with each other and exploit whatever knowledge resources they have got. The benefits will be learning from previous failures. Suppose a company is having their production done at multiple locations in a country. Then suppose they have got certain problem in one part of the country. Then whatever learning they have got out of this failure, they can clearly tell these things to the other part of the country where the similar production is done so that they may avoid the mistakes done in that particular location and they have failed, so other places at least they are not going to fail. And they can even clearly tell all the success stories of them so that others can also become more successful in their locations. It can lead to better utilization of the existing knowledge. It has got long-term focus building so that people in a long term can be focused towards certain positive initiatives to be done so that overall the company in all the locations will have better profitability. It will enhance the innovation. This will lead to more and more people becoming creative and thinking out of the box and even then transferring this knowledge to other part of the company. It will protect the critical knowledge and competencies of the people and thereby people are becoming more innovative. They are rewarded by the company in the right way. The talent management is done and hence they don't leave the company, and that's how you can protect this critical knowledge and competencies of the people within your company. Then the process can be unearthing something which is not seen at the surface if you try to go deep into it and find out the new knowledge about that, collect the data, classify it properly, summarize it, analyze it, and find out some new importance of that, significance of that data, and the new perspectives in which that can be used. And then you can dispense this data so that utilization of this data will help in better productivity and profitability of the company. You may reuse this at other locations. You can build and procure this knowledge further by country-wide or the global-wise distribution of this knowledge in your company. Then comes the quality of work life. Well, people are giving 8 to 9 hours daily to their office work. And at times in many of the corporates, they expect their managers to stay beyond duty hours and they are working much more than their duty hours also. But this can lead to quality of their work life and the family life disturbed, because ultimately they cannot take care of their family members if they are giving more and more time to their work life. Even after going home, at times they are preparing the reports for their bosses, or since they are global companies. There is day in America when there is night in India, and hence at times they are having calls even during night time, and their family life is disturbed. So one should understand the quality of work life in the proper perspective, and one cannot deny the significance of family life. One cannot do everything for the work life at the cost of their family life. So the quality of work life may be defined as the degree to which members of a work organizations are able to satisfy the important personnel needs through their experiences in the organization. Broad conditions for quality of work life may be: they should get adequate and fair compensation to take care of their family in the form of education for their children, their future prospect in the form of right kind of the gratuity, pension, provident fund, etc., to take care of their parents, to take care of their various kinds of family responsibilities. One should have safe and healthy working conditions so that people are not adversely affected by the work hazards. There are multiple work hazards in various occupations, like physical hazards in the form of heat, cold, vibration, radiation. Heat can lead to heat exhaustion, heat cramps. Cold can lead to frostbite. And if they are working at heights with cold, it can lead to even rarity of the atmospheric air, leading to less oxygen and suffocation. One can even die if proper care is not taken. When people are working in confined space, there can be hypoxia leading to death of a person. So one has to first identify the safety of a confined space by the qualified person to certify that a person can enter that confined space. All kinds of personal protective equipments in the form of safety goggles to prevent any eye injury, safety helmet to prevent head injury, safety shoes to prevent the fractures of the feet, as well as the respirator if required, if a person is going to work in a confined space, mask, etc., to prevent dust, etc., entering his nose and respiratory tract. So various kinds of personal protective equipment should be provided, earplugs or earmuffs for the noise induced, prevention of noise induced hearing loss. Of course, one should go for the engineering measures and administrative measures to prevent the noise level to go high first, and as a last resort, one may use this earplugs, which may reduce the decibel level of the noise from 15 to 25 decibel, or earmuffs, which may reduce this from 25 to 40 decibels. So one should have safety guards for all the machines. One should be taken care of by the pre-employment examination of a person, that whether he is suitable for the particular job he is going to do or not. One should never be employed when he is getting epileptic fits, when he is going to work in engineering company, or where the moving machinery is supposed to use, or is supposed to work at heights. One should never be working under the sea or as a swim coach, etc., when he's got giddiness or epileptic fits, etc. Also, colorblind person should never be employed as a driver. So one should do pre-employment and periodic medical checkup of the person. So one should take care of the safe and healthy working conditions of all the employees, so that the quality of life at work as well as outside will be safe and healthy for that person. He is not going to suffer from any occupational disease or accidents. So one should have opportunity to use and develop human capacities to the best possible way by giving them the right kind of training and development programs based on the training assessment needs. One should give opportunity for them to use those programs that they have undergone in their training and development. And one should be promoted to go for innovative ideas, and even if they fail, they should be given some awards for instigating and for developing some new ideas. There should be a total social integration of all the people in the organization by various kinds of cultural activities in the form of celebration of certain festivals, going for the picnic for the department, or as a whole, the whole company may go for a picnic for 2-3 days. They should be given the holiday homes, etc., so that 2 or 3 people from the department can go, so that there can be good social integration outside the company also, and in a beautiful environmental atmosphere. There should be proper constitutionalism in work organization, whereby all the rights of people should be taken care of, people's self dignity should be preserved, and there should be work and quality of life balance should be achieved by not allowing a person to do overtime beyond 9 hours. One should not do the 2-3 shifts together. One should take certain number of holidays compulsorily. They should be sent for the holidays along with their family, whereby their vigor and vim physically and mentally will improve, and the stress level will go down, and the work-life balance will be maintained, and whatever work they are doing also should have a social relevance to, so that they can think of helping the society at large. So they may be involved in corporate social responsibility activities in the form of volunteering in schools or helping in certain calamities, or based on their skills and expertise, they may be sent to certain NGOs where these expertise can be utilized, and these NGOs should be working for community at large, so that they are going to enjoy giving without personal benefit, but through the organization, and hence they got the opportunity through the organization. The image of the organization will also improve, and this will improve the image of the employees also to the society as a whole, and they will feel that they have become more important for the society as a whole, and the amount of mental satisfaction that they get out of this cannot be compared with anything as far as the money is concerned, or as far as any other award or certificate is concerned. So quality work life issues can be, there should be sufficient pay to the person based on his skills, based on his merit, and he should be able to take care of his family in a proper way. His employment should be stable, so that everybody should be on a permanent basis. People should not be kept on a contractual basis, and they should be promoted and given the long-term benefits also, so that they feel involved with the work and they feel the stability of their life for future also. As far as the occupational stress is concerned, one should try to do the occupational stress audit, find out what are the stressors in the organization as far as the various occupations are concerned in the organization, and try to reduce these occupational stressors in the form of role clarity rather than role ambiguity or role conflict. One should not have any role conflict. Preferably, one should be answerable to one superior. Your scalar chain should be maintained. Secondly, the performance appraisal should be done not only on the quantitative results but also on the qualitative results, and one should be sent for the right kind of training and development programs based on the requirement, based on the needs of the person, and he should be given opportunity to use this training programs. He should be given promotions, he should be given right kind of appreciation, recognition in public, so that his morale is improved. One should have right kind of social counselors who can take the mental problems aspect of the employees, so that drug addiction, alcoholism, cigarette smoking, etc., and sickness absenteeism will reduce to a great extent. One should have a dispensary within the factory premises or the office premises, whereby the minor ailments that the people are suffering from can be taken care of there itself, and people are very safe, and congenial atmosphere should be there, and the coherent teamwork should be there, so that there is no stress developed by the people. One should have various kinds of health and wellness programs in the organization, whereby there should be programs for first aid to learn the right techniques which they can use in the office or organization, at home, on the road also if required. There should be programs for healthy lifestyle and non-communicable diseases prevention. One should have health risk assessment done, and various kinds of wellness programs in the form of ergonomics, in the form of communicable diseases prevention, the precautions, health and hygiene, etc., the prevention of work stress, the yoga room, gymnasium, etc., can be kept. Some recreational aspect can be taken care of by the organization by keeping indoor games. People should be allowed to have alternative work schedules if they are not able to work from a fixed timing. For example, a pregnant woman, it will be difficult for her to work from 9 to 5. Then in that case, she may be allowed to work from 9 to 1, and somebody else can take care of the other work from 1 to 5. Or there can be flexi hours if people have got their children to be kept in school or taken to school in the morning. Maybe they may be allowed to come 1 or 2 hours late, then they can be there for 1 or 2 hours late in the evening. So alternative work schedule will help in prevention of the mental stress of people to a large extent, and they will be able to do their other work also smoothly, and it will enhance their morale and improve their motivation in giving best to the organization. Participative management should be there, whereby people are involved in various kinds of work decisions, and they should be able to have autonomous kind of control of work. They should be able to get whatever resources they need to perform their duties, and as far as the customer is concerned, they should be able to take the right decisions for the customer and get the feedback directly from the customer. So job enrichment will help all these things, and one should be given appreciation and recognition so that people's motivation goes high, their morale remains high, and they feel that the employer is one of the best employers for them. They are not going to leave this organization. One should have a congenial worker-supervisor relations. The supervisor should be having high emotional intelligence. They should take care of their employees in a sensitive way. For their family problems also, they should be highly supportive. There should be a well-documented, well-maintained grievance redressal procedure, so that in case somebody is having any grievance, it should be sorted out amicably, and people know that such a procedure exists. They should know where to go and how to escalate it to the higher level if it is not sorted out at the lower level. There should be adequacy of resources, so that people should not feel that because of the inadequate resources they are not able to achieve the objectives that have been set at the beginning of the year for their performance appraisal. There should be seniority as well as merit, both the things taken into consideration for promotions, so that the senior employees are not left behind. At the same time, the younger employees who are doing meritorious work and giving best results for the organization should not feel that they are secluded from getting the right kind of remuneration or right kind of promotion which they deserve. Employment should be on permanent basis, there should not be any temporary workers or contractual workers, whereby people will not get that kind of zeal to work for this company. And there they will be sure that their life is taken care of. Quality of work life and fringe benefits, if we consider, people should be given lot of fringe benefits based on their requirements. There should be flexi fringe benefits given, which will help them to avoid part of the taxes and get the right kind of benefits which are needed for their family life. Quality of work life and productivity. If a person is able to produce more, he should be given more incentives and more fringe benefits. And if a person's quality of work life is taken care of by the employer in the form of right kind of congenial atmosphere in the organization, taking care of the health and safety of the employees, taking care of the cultural aspect of the employees' values, then naturally this will lead to high morale, high motivation and increased productivity. As far as the quality of work life and HR issues are concerned, it is the human resource manager who is responsible for giving the right kind of quality of work life balance to the employees through the right kind of policies and procedures to be developed and to be put to the top management in the right perspective to show them the benefits of this kind of policies and procedures so that they agree to it, and this will in turn lead to the enhanced motivation, higher morale of all the employees and happiness among the employees, which will lead to the citizenship of the employees towards the employer and organization, and it will also improve the productivity of the people and profitability of the organization, which will lead to consistent growth of the organization, sustainability and even high quality of work for the organization. With this, we have seen the various HR policies and procedures which can be taken care of by the HR managers as far as the selection process is concerned, with the right kind of competent people, with the right kind of cultural values of the employees who can be selected and recruited for the hired for the organization. We have also seen how the right kind of performance appraisal can take care of by the modern methods like 360 degree appraisal, where bias can be removed and people can enhance their motivation by the right kind of training and development programs based on the performance appraisal and getting the periodic feedback for improvement with the issue based rather than person based. We also saw the right kind of compensation to be given and the quality of work-life balance to be maintained, thereby improved morale, high enthusiasm, high motivation, citizenship, less of sickness absenteeism, and the brand image of the employer also will increase, whereby employees will feel proud to work for such an employer, and as a new employer for recruitment, people would love to join this company, and hence talent acquisition will be easy, and then talent management also can be taken care of, and this will lead to competent employees who are highly enthusiastic, who are creative, and this will lead to improved profitability and the improved image of the organization as a whole. Thank you.